Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Beyond Belief by Helen Smith, performed by Alison Larkin. Chapter 1. The Exploration of Science and Culture. It was a Thursday evening in March. The sky had given up its nightly fight against the dark a little later than the day before, but it still felt more like winter than spring. 26-year-old Emily Castles stepped out of the darkness into the headquarters of the Royal Society for the Exploration of Science and Culture, not far from Buckingham Palace in London. She was tired, poor, bored, and hungry. In the space of an hour, at least one of those conditions would be relieved. Emily had an appointment in the boardroom. A uniformed doorman escorted her there along a wide corridor with a marble floor, past stuccos and painted frescoes, past the opulent and imaginatively stocked members' bar and the walnut-panelled library. When they reached the heavy wooden door to the boardroom, the doorman knocked and Emily went in. The walls of the boardroom were decorated with emerald silk wallpaper and portraits of past presidents. Motes of dust danced in the light of the tall brass lamps that stood at the corners of the room. At the far side of a polished expanse of a wooden table sat Gerald Ayuadi, current president of the society, beneath an unflattering oil painting of himself. Studying the portraits, Emily was treated to a pictorial timeline of the changing face of the society, as represented by its presidents. In the 19th century, when the society had been founded, all the presidents had been mustachioed white men. Emily imagined them holding furious discussions about the weight and location of the soul, the best way to document the existence or otherwise of fairies, the size and number of angels, and the likely date that the first British man would travel to the moon. In the late 20th century, when much of the exploration would have turned to mapping the mind and understanding how it might be used to investigate the spiritual realm as well as control the physical, two of the presidents had been severe-looking white women. Now, in the 21st century, the current president of the Royal Society for the Exploration of Science and Culture was a large, pleasant-looking black man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?